Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, welcome back, folks. Second hour today of Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day. Hopefully add value to your life, but also help you change your world. And you do that by taking some of the things that we talk about and how we talk about them and figuring out how you apply that to your life and, frankly, how you apply that to persuading the persuadable. Because if we do enough of that, elections will turn out differently. And, friends, it's all about elections. But you have to elect the right people. People who are willing to stand up and fight. Fight for what? Liberty. Yours, mine, and theirs. Because that's what America stands for. Right now, we're watching on, I'm watching Newsmax. The U.S. House of Representatives is debating the impeachment rules. Yes, they're going to impeach Donald Trump. Mike Pence did the right thing for a change. I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't have said that. He's done a lot of right things. He's been a loyal soldier to the president as vice president until he chose not to do what we, many of us, believe he had literally the constitutional power to do. And that is delay for 10 days the opportunity for states to rethink in the light of all of the information that came out, to rethink how their elections happened in those seven battleground states that had competing sets of. Anyway, the vice president chose not to invoke the 25th Amendment. Which would have been ludicrous. It's as ludicrous as conservatives that are going to let Liz Cheney get away, and maybe as many as 10 members of the Republican caucus of the U.S. House of Representatives, let them get away with voting for impeachment. Now, part of, you know, I started this show by saying, how do we stop our descent into tyranny? Well, I'm laying out a plan how to do that. And part of it is choosing Republicans who will stand for liberty no matter what. I'm going to get to Julie on the phones in a moment, 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220, emails to Jeff at 1220.am and Jeff at KSLM.news. Speaking of emails, I said I would read this from Linda, and I want to do that. Linda writes this. Coupled with all the big tech noise and their control over free speech, I heard yesterday, listening to America First, that Jack Dorsey of Twitter owns the Square, which is small businesses' ability to accept credit cards. Think about how many businesses have you sign a computer screen. There's not much that gets by these people when it comes to finances. Well, that's part of what we're hearing about today, aren't we? You know what that is? It is, very simply, it is this thing that's happening of these banks choosing not to do business with you, including what they're doing with Donald Trump. Two banks that he's done business with for years said, we're not going to do business with you anymore. Well, that's part of the plan, how we stop that kind of groupthink tyranny. And that's what it is, folks. I want to thank Bill Sunderland of Country Financial for sponsoring this segment of the show. SunderlandAgency.com, that's his website. And it's not that they have these great insurance products, from your home insurance to life insurance, you name it, they've got it. But it's also that they have the ability to advise you on how your finances and, frankly, your investment portfolio is structured. If you have questions about that in a changing world, and boy, it is changing, Why don't you go to their website, check out what they can do, and maybe give Bill a call. He'll come and sit down with you, or you can come to his office, whatever works. 503-885-0789. That's his phone number. 885-0789. It's SunderlandAgency.com. SunderlandAgency.com. Let's go to Julie, who's on the line. Julie, good morning. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I have a real issue with Mitch McConnell. You know, saying that getting rid of Trump, cleaning out the Republican Party. Well, he probably will clean out the Republican Party because he does that. After many, many, many years and being in a family of many generations who've been Republican, I'm probably going to register Libertarian. And the Republican Party will never see another dime from me.
Well, you're not alone. A lot of people feel the way you do, Julie. Now let me just say that when I first heard that, because I was listening to Mark Levin yesterday when that news broke, I then watched Hannity, which I rarely do these days, but I just decided to last night, and he said that he'd seen the same thing, same report. He had called Mitch McConnell's office, and Mitch McConnell's office said, no, that's not true. We did not say that to the New York Times. And the New York Times had to change their headline on it. Now, McConnell's a smart guy. He wouldn't say that overtly. But, Julie, it doesn't mean that he's not thinking that way and that he's not acting that way behind the scenes. Because I don't trust
him. Of course he is. The guy's a snake.
He's very crafty.
And the other thing, in Oregon, we've got to run some Republicans who actually can, well, have two brain cells that connect. For instance, I did not vote for the woman who ran for District 5. Because I didn't think she knew anything. And I don't vote on religious grounds. I vote on pretty much intellectual grounds, and she didn't make the cut.
So you base that on what you heard her say or saw in the media? Okay.
No, what I heard her say on this station, and I thought, oh my God, the Republicans have got to do something where they find some people. You don't run, people don't just arbitrarily run, and then, like this woman, I wouldn't vote for her for city dog catcher.
Even if she had the right motives to serve you and stand up for liberty?
She's not bright enough. I don't like people who come out. I want somebody who can talk on an intellectual basis. That's one of the reasons I like Mark Levin. He's very intellectual.
I'm tired of
having people who... And the Republican Party seems to attract so many of them. I know, I don't have... Not that I have any use for the Democrats. I mean, you know, no one's more vacuous than AOC.
Well, that is true. I don't disagree with that in any way. I will tell you that, yeah, you know, if you're going to jump into the arena of politics at any level, including school board or city council, county commission, Congress, legislature, you need to do a couple of things. And this is why the Republican Party has to up their game. Julie, you need to be able to be informed and articulate that intelligently to people, so people have confidence that you have the ability to represent them. I mean, the Republican Party needs to, you know what I used to do? I did this through my foundation. We taught people how to speak in public, especially if they were ever thinking about running for any political office. Literally, I hired consultants, Julie, to come in and work with people, videotape them, work through their little idiosyncrasies of how they talk so that they can communicate effectively. Republican Party ought to be doing that. They ought to be providing campaign schools. You know, Julie, when I ran for office for the legislature in 1999, they did. And so did the Farm Bureau. And so did another organization. I went to three campaign schools. There's virtually nothing like that going on today.
Well, that's true. And I ran, I think about the same time I was on the library board in this area. And I had never run for office before, and I sat up with something and went, took more petitions and went house to house and got signatures. Rather than doing the $25 fee.
And that's always
more
better
than anything.
Yeah, you know, that's always better because it's great experience to go to the doors, talk to people, make your case as to why they should sign your petition so that you can get on the ballot and run. It's great experience for you. It's great for them. And then they have the opportunity to realize, you know, this is somebody I ought to support. And they'll talk to their friends and neighbors, and that's how it works. Julie, great observations. Thank you for calling. And in that regard, and by the way, Art and Tim, hang on, because I'm going to hold you through the break here in just a moment, because I need to make this point. What Julie's talking about is actually happening through a private organization called the Western Liberty Network. Just check them out on the web, westernlibertynetwork.org. It's run by a friend of mine, Rich Burke, who worked with me in Americans for Prosperity. And he holds twice a year kind of a seminars and a training circumstance. And they have one that's coming up here on January 30th. This is the day before our big freedom celebration up at the Ames Ranch that I hope you all come to. Because first of all, I want to meet you all. And secondly, we're going to honor freedom and honor the people that keep us free. Oregon National Guard, and the law enforcement and fire. We're going to thank them for going above and beyond to serve us so that we can be free. We're just going to celebrate. It's going to be a great time. Go to kslm.news and sign up. It's only $10 a person for a family of four or more, only $30. Incredibly good food. Ticklicker Firearms is one of our major sponsors. I want to thank them for that. But you can go, you can learn how to become a candidate at all levels from the Western Liberty Network. In fact, they have all their training modules on the internet. On the 30th, they're going to be up at the Embassy Suites in Tigard having an in-person meeting. They are limited as to how many people they can have in this hotel room. The rest of it's going to be online, so you could watch it online. They have like 10 tickets left. I'm going to be giving the opening prayer, and usually I end up teaching something there. That's a great opportunity for you to learn if you want to run for office. How to win. How to run. Back in a moment, your phone calls. I promise I'll get to them at 7:20. Next moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Freedom Heating and Air is one of our great sponsors of this show and this radio station. And I want to ask you to support them. They can really make your life better, because they can keep your furnace or your heat pump system working right. Because if it isn't, man, you're miserable. Isn't that true? Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. Freedomheatingandair, all one word, .net. Freedomheatingandair.net. At the bottom of this hour, in a few minutes, we're going to talk with Megan Marie. She's the young lady who was leading some of those Stop the Steal protests. She's been targeted by the left and by government. You're not going to believe what they did to her in throwing her in jail. Something you and I would have done. We're going to talk with her about that because it's ridiculous, folks. At the bottom of this hour, as promised, to the phones. We'll start first with Art. Art, go.
Boy, that was an interesting conversation you just had with what was her name, Julie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was amazed. She wouldn't have. I hope I understood what she said. She wouldn't have voted for Amy Courser for dog catcher. Jeff, I had Amy's yard sign in my yard. I listened to what she stood for and what she was trying to change. She took on her traitor, who is in the back pocket of pharmaceutical companies and you know, big money and everything. I mean, I was just amazed at what she was saying because Amy, I listened to a show and what she stood for. I talked to her personally, and she was for the Constitution. She was for our rights, just like many other of the Republican candidates, you know. And how she could say I would never vote for her for dog catcher when the alternative was her traitor just amazes me. Because when you listen, to a candidate, and what they say they're going to do if they go to Congress, and she was for all the right things. I mean, what's the guy's name that does the show on Sunday here on KSLM?
Terry Saul?
Yeah. She was on his show, and she is very smart. I just was amazed with what she said. But, you know, I will never support the Republican Party again. Well, that's exactly what the Democrats want. They want us to be divided, so they can conquer us. Jeff, you and I both know
well,
that.
I don't disagree with that. So the question is, how do you change it?
Well, you know, you do the things that you're talking about. I'm anxious to see your plan. And of course, I will support any positive changes here in Oregon to stop the Democratic machine who, you know, promulgate lies, you know, the systemic racism yeah. thing and right. the white privilege. Jeff, I am who I am and what I am because I worked my rear end off to get there. You know, we've talked about this. I mean, I could have gone on the public doles for the rest of my life because I'm blind, but no, I went back to college, got an education, got a job, worked my rear end off, okay, to make a living, support my family, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not what the Democratic Party wants. They want you to be dependent on them. They want you to be their thimbot, and they want
well,
you
that's true.
To
I mean, that,
be their
this
slave.
Is what they this is what they live on is creating dependency and dependent class. That's classic socialism that leads to
and
tyranny.
Paul Harris.
Thank you. I got to move on because I got to get to Tim, Super Dave. You'll have to call back in because I've got the interview with Megan Marie at the bottom. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts in a couple of minutes here.
Okay. The first one is you're either proactive or reactive. If you're proactive, you set the agenda and the definitions and everything else. If you're reactive, all you do is respond. As an example, when I testify at the Capitol, I'm always neutral. I'm not Republican, Democrat. I'm not for or against. I can't have an opinion until I know what the options are. For example, I would hold them accountable because we allow them to define the word. I can't have an opinion until I know how it's being defined. You can't hold them accountable until you hold them accountable to define the words they use. And it's absolutely amazing how we enter into a discussion, we use their words without defining it. For example, in the paper, what the hell is the difference between a riot and a demonstration? What is it? What's the far left, the far right? Okay, what does that mean? The next thing, you want that?
Yep. Go.
Okay. It's easy to take on Amazon. It's easy to take on the big boys. Why? They make their money by people buying stuff and people selling stuff on
their platform. Mm-hmm.
On their platform, thank you. So here's what you could do. Boycott a product, period. Sit there and go, okay, that product, we're going to boycott it. Heck, it could be an iPhone. It could be a number of different things. Cause dissension within Amazon by product. Now, one last thing that you might find funny. I'll do this real quick. Share. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're out of time, brother. You'll have to call back. It's the bottom of the hour here. Thank you, Tim. We've got Megan Marie coming up to talk about, unbelievably, what the court just did to her. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes before the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with Megan Marie. You're not going to believe what they did to her. You know, there's a couple of stories on the LibertyDaily.com. Liberal legal scholar, you see him on TV, Jonathan Turley, legal professor, says we are witnessing the death of free speech on the internet. That's only part of it, folks. There's another story there. Kurt Schilling, you know, he's a award-winning Hall of Fame baseball pitcher, says AIG canceled our insurance due to my social media profile. Folks, we better stand up to this. We're going to descend into tyranny. We better stand together, because otherwise we'll lose it all. And that means standing with Megan Marie. Megan, thanks for joining us again today. How you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you. Oh, peaches and cream.
So, yeah, I know.
What can you say?
Yeah, really. Well, look. You got thrown in jail for violating your agreement. What on earth did you do that was so horrible?
I went down and I waved my American flag at the Capitol to start the new year off. That's what I did.
And you went down. All right. So let me get this right. You went down to the Capitol on your own, all by yourself, at midnight, and you waved the flag, and they threw you in the jail for that?
Almost. I wasn't by myself. I had two people with me, as everybody has publicly been able to see. Part of my release agreement was not to be at rallies, can't be in big crowds, can't protest. Haven't been. That's been pretty noticeable.
Did we lose her? I can't hear her. Phil, did we lose Megan? If we did, try to get her back. Recall her if something happened. Okay, so we lost her. Folks, we'll get her back in a moment here. Got a text message. Can anyone go see Chris Ann Hall, or is it just for businesses? It is for everyone. Again, if you want to learn about what your constitutional rights are as a private citizen or especially as a business, go to the Freedom or Let Freedom Ring Seminar. You'll find it on Facebook, Let Freedom Ring Seminar. Just search for that with Chris Ann Hall, and it is the River Church here in Salem. There you are. You're back. All right, we lost you for a second. All right, so you actually went down there with two other people. They said that violated your agreement? Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because you had two people with you?
And being downtown at Dutch Brothers at the time of a rally, I had two people with me. I was downtown for approximately 15, 20 minutes, waved the flag, made a cute little video, said Happy New Year, posted the video, and left.
And they said that was a protest?
Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, they've even put it in writing. It's all over the internet. That is without a doubt what they arrested me for and revoked my bail.
Because you went down at midnight with two other people to the Capitol. Did your agreement, by the way, specifically say you could not go to the Capitol?
No, it did not.
Okay.
No.
So they throw you in jail for what, 2 days?
3.5. I bailed out again.
So that cost you more money to get out of jail?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Another $2,000. I'm sure they think that's awesome.
So who made the call on this?
You know, it's the district attorney, I believe, and then the new judge on it. I don't know how many hands are in it, and I think that that's the concern. I'm not trying to play a pity party or play like I've been an angel. And I'm almost kind of just willing to deal with the consequences for what I have done, but still not give up on calling out the tyranny in the system and the cheating. Because all these things that they are, you know, saying that I have done, they have done also. And it's okay for them to do. And there's no consequences for it. But if I go do it, I'm this horrible person. Lock me up. I'm a menace to society. And it's just incredible to me how many people are falling for that.
Yeah, apparently they are. Apparently now it is a... All right, so this to me sounds like it is an unconstitutional violation of your right to wave a flag, free speech, First Amendment. Okay? What are you going to do about it?
I'm filing several lawsuits. This isn't over.
How can people help you? That doesn't come for free, does it?
No, it doesn't. I'm still trying to obtain attorneys for a couple different things, including criminal. I think the biggest thing that people can keep doing is just keep speaking up, keep trying. Don't let them silence you. Everybody is really putting their all into this because we can't let this become America. This cannot become okay for them to be able to just say that somebody did something and come and arrest them. That can't be okay because it can happen to anybody. If you don't fit that agenda, that can be you also. It's fun and games when it's somebody else, just like Ted Wheeler. I actually kind of got a laugh out of that. It was an idea. It was an idea until it happened to him. Well, this is fun and games until it happens to you.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. It is an astonishing thing to me that you can go down to the Capitol, which you are not prohibited of doing, and you can go down with a flag on New Year's Eve, shoot a little video with two other people, post it, and they call that a protest in violation of your agreement. That is
ludicrous. And actually, somebody's digging deep to make that happen because I had checked in with my check-in officer. We talked. I explained it to him. He said, okay. And the next thing you know, I have a warrant out. So it's been a repetitive ever since Judge Hart refused to revoke my bail the last time I had been at court. They had been continuously submitting paperwork and emails and videos and just whatever they could to continuously try to get the bail revoked. And they finally got it in front of a different judge, and they won.
And who is they?
Antifa, BLM, whoever is just blowing up their email.
And that's why you're retaining lawyers to go after them, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So how can people help you financially? Don't you have a crowdfunding site stood up? I think you do. I think I've
heard
of it. I
do have
Facebook.
A Give Send Go going. I will contact you later today and get that to you, and maybe you can post it somewhere. I have been very much censored on social media, so I don't have much of a platform as far as that goes. I do have court again on Friday, so if there's any attorneys or any legal advice, that would be kind of my biggest help right now.
Okay, well, I will find your give, go, send.
Send, go.
Send, give. What is it again?
It's give, send, go.
Give, send, go.
Yeah, like you give something and you send it and then you go.
And it's Megan Marie?
Yes, I can send you the link to it. We have one going for Chandler Pappas. We have one going for Jeremy. We have one going for Alan Swinney. And I can definitely send you the links to those.
Okay, do that if you would. I thought I had it. I'll have to go back and look on my Facebook pages. I'm pretty sure I put it up there a couple of times. I'll make sure I put it up there again, Megan. Look, keep fighting the good fight. We're praying for you. We're believing.
Absolutely.
We're going to stand with you. And you have court this Friday where?
The Marion Court Annex again.
The Marion Court Annex at what time? Because I'm going to ask our listeners to come out. 8:30 in the morning, I'm going to ask our listeners to come out and support you.
I appreciate that very much, Jeff.
All right. Megan, thank you. Be blessed. We're praying for you. Send me that link. And friends, let's help her. Let's take a little bit of money out of our pockets. Let's help her pay for lawyers to stand for freedom. Because you know what? They can do this to her. They can do it to you. Do it to me.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Megan. Be blessed. That's Megan Marie.
You too.
Okay, folks, serious stuff. Let's go to the phones, and we'll talk with our first caller. Caller, good morning. What's your name, and what do you have to say? Good morning. Can you hear me?
Super Dave?
Hey, Super Dave, it's you, brother. Sorry.
Go. You messed me up, buddy. Hey, I just listened to her, and I really go out. I'm telling everybody, look, right now, you got some Republicans that are little scared little rabbits. Don't give them any money. Give it to her. She's fighting. They're not. I'm getting tired of this. Every time I listen to this stuff, I cannot believe that no one's doing nothing. They're just sitting there waiting. God, well, let's put it this way. God knows, and he is going to change this, and it's going to be soon. People, you need to realize that it's going to be soon. You need to relax. Let it go. I'm just upset of her because I was listening to her. She has a heart. I don't care what her past was. It's gone because God made it gone. You religious people need to realize it is gone. Leave her alone. Need to help her. Get rid of this doggone crap that is coming through this doggone thing that they think they know everything. Guarantee, I'll let you know. You doggone liberals, you think you know everything out there? Uh-uh. You have no idea what's going to be happening. I know, and a lot of people else know, and it's going to be happening. Now, of course, my wife's going, oh my God. My husband's going nuts here. No, I'm not nuts. I know the truth here.
Thanks, I appreciate you hanging on. Back in a moment.
Thank you.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. It is 22, actually it's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. I appreciate each and every one of you. Megan, her Give, Send, Go fundraising campaign is entitled Help a Patriot. Move for Safety and Legal Fees. That's the name of it. I just put it up on my Facebook page. You can see it. Please consider making a contribution. Super Dave is so right. You know, instead of giving money to the swamp, to swamp creatures that just gets wasted in the swamp, why don't you give money to patriots who are taking a stand? It is ludicrous that the court thinks, a judge thinks, a different judge thinks, that she violated the terms of her release because she went down with two people to a place she was not prohibited from visiting, the Oregon Capitol, and waved her flag, her American flag. You know what? The DA and the judge need to be sued in federal court for a violation of the First Amendment. I'm sorry, folks. This is a political prosecution. That's what it is. And Antifa and the left are driving the bus here. I'm not accusing the judge or the DA of being in the pocket of Antifa or the left. But something's wrong here. Something's really wrong. They're trying to send a message. They're sending the wrong message. Really wrong message. And I will get back to how we stop this kind of descending tyranny and you making a small donation to her fund. She needs to raise about $7,000. Is a piece of that puzzle, folks. In millions of Americans who believe in liberty need to start changing who we give our money to. You know, I'm not going to disagree with, and I'm going to get to the phones in a moment here. Hang on. I'm not going to disagree with Julie when it comes to, you know, either the Republican Party puts up the right kind of candidates or, you know, she's going to leave. She comes from a long line of Republicans. She's not going to give them any more money. That's a frustration that a lot of people are feeling right now. And the way forward, the way to win, the way to stop tyranny is, frankly, is not to do that. It is rather for us to take over the party with true conservatives. And I'm going to lay that out in greater detail, but I promised I would get back to the phones. I need to do that. So back to the phones. Caller, who are you and what do you have to say?
Okay, my name is Hal White. I'm 89 years old.
Awesome. And, thank you for caring enough to listen and call.
Hey, I've been a lifelong Republican, and I'll tell you, what is going on now puts me in such a rage, and I try to calm myself down. But I think the end is not too far away, and God will take care of it. But meanwhile, I have to keep myself calm. I'd like to go to the thing in Jefferson. But which road do you take going back? Do you take the north one going east or the south one going east in Jefferson?
Well, actually, I get off at Ankeny Hill, and I go up that way, going south on I-5 before we even get to Jefferson. To get directions, Hal, are you on the internet at all?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so go to kslm.news. That's our website.
Okay.
And you can click on the Freedom Celebration link, and it'll bring up the page where you can register. And also, in fact, let me do that right now just to, because I believe it has the address on it. And I want to make sure that it does, so that you can figure out where that is and drive to it. We'd love to have you and look forward to having you.
Yeah, I know Jefferson pretty well, but because I've lived in Oregon all my life, and like I say, I'm 89, and I know Jefferson pretty well. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll get on the KSLM page there. And I have a lot to say, but the only thing I'll really say right now is that these so-called Republicans, including the guy that used to be on Trump's side, who is now voting against him, he is married to a Chinese woman, and they have plenty of things that they do with China to make money. So he has probably been waiting in the wings just till it gets really tough, and then he turned against Trump because he was really wanting to make more money to the Chinese, you know, kind of like Biden and a lot of the rest of the guys.
You're right. This is why it's called the swamp. This is what everybody knows is wrong. I mean, just about everybody knows it's wrong. That's why Donald Trump promised to drain that swamp, and why they're going to impeach him not once but twice, because you don't dare go against the swamp, because everybody in the swamp, Hal, gets a cut of the action. Everybody.
Yeah.
You would blow your mind to know how pervasive it is.
Now, I'm for Trump, and I always will be for Trump. They're not ever going to change my mind. And so I'm known as a radical conservative to myself, and that's pretty hard. That's pretty hard dish to jump.
That's pretty good. I like that. Hal, thanks so much for calling. Appreciate you being engaged, and make sure that we get to connect at the Freedom Celebration. In fact, I'm looking forward to all of you and the listening audience joining us. Seriously, it's $10. If it's a family of four or more, it's $30. Great food, great music, honoring the concept of freedom and liberty, and honoring the people that keep us free. Truly, we want to thank them.
Can I go even if I don't eat?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Okay.
Al, of course you can. Yeah, we want you. It's 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, January 31st. Go to kslm.news, folks, and register. We need to know that you're coming so we know how much food, even if you're not going to eat. That's cool. Just be wonderful to meet you all. Okay, one more hour to go. Don't go away. I'm going to finish up. My plan is about how we stop tyranny, folks.